Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen.
Amen.
Before I begin, I'd like to offer this morning a very happy Father's Day to all fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, fathers-in-law, stepfathers, and of course, mothers, who without them could not be fathers. As we age, Father's Day takes on a different meaning and focus. What was a day of mandatory Father's Day cookouts and gatherings becomes a day of what-ifs and looking back. We are, of course, thankful for the gifts given in our children, but we question what we did with those gifts and, of course, what we didn't do. What would we do differently if we had the chance to do it over again? I'd like to begin my reflection this morning with a poem I've used on more than one Father's Day, and I use it because I believe it addresses those questions very well. Written by one of my favorite poets and authors, Anonymous. If I had my children to raise all over again, I'd build self-esteem first and a house later. I'd finger paint more and point the finger less. I'd do less correcting and more connecting. I'd take my eyes off my watch and watch with my eyes. I would care to know less and know to care more. I'd take more hikes and fly more kites. I'd stop playing serious and seriously play. I would run through more fields and gaze at more stars. I'd do more hugging and less tugging. I'd see the oak tree and the acorn more often. I would be less firm. I would be firm less often and affirm much more. I'd model less about the love of power and more about the power of love. In John's Gospel this morning, we have Jesus telling his disciples and us that I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Jesus leading us and telling us that the truth is why he came. He came to share with us his wisdom, but learning about wisdom is a process. Today, along with honoring us fathers, we also celebrate Trinity Sunday. Probably one of the most difficult topics in all of theology has to be the doctrine of the Trinity. So given that fact, what can we say about the Trinity? Something which is so far beyond our understanding. Very simply, we can say that the Trinity is based on a relationship between the Father and the Son and being bound together by the Holy Spirit. I believe we all might have heard this before. We can also safely say that the Trinity means three persons who communicate with one another both actively and passively, and thus enter into a relationship with one another which is based on a mutual understanding. So communicating means speaking, telling, announcing. In other words, communicating implies being an active participant in communication, but it also implies hearing and listening, which is the passive part of communication. Now, once communication is established, then those who are communicating either enter into what is called a relationship with one another. And this relationship is based primarily on the passive part of communication, that is, hearing and listening to someone else. These are the only ways that we can come to an understanding of another person. To help us better understand this concept, let's get back to us fathers and our job of understanding and listening, which also creates a relationship. So interesting enough, Trinity Sunday and Father's Day seem to have much in common. I'd like to share with you this morning what Father's Day has come to mean to me. It has taken place over the last 10 weeks of this father's life. During the Easter celebration, Angie and I made a journey to our roots in Ohio, primarily to celebrate my son's 55th birthday. But it became much more. It became the Trinity. Maybe not quite in the order that I mentioned above, but it started with a relationship between parents, children, and grandchildren. Then came understanding, which started from listening and learning. Let me cut to the chase. While in Ohio, an episode with my heart came to be. This was the learning. Then came the relationship and love we experienced with our children. We parents, as we age, become more protective of things that are taken away from us, or being more protective of who we have become. We tend to listen less to others, especially our children, and listen more to who we believe we have become and what belongs to us. We want to hold on to what we believe is ours. We want to control what is left of our aging lives. We learn best when our lives are broken, when things stop working as we would like them to work. What happened to me during those 10 weeks? Part of the aging process, sorry to say, is suffering. But as Paul so beautifully says in today's second reading, suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And as we age, hope is what we need most of all. Our part in this process of growth is to pay attention to the life that's breaking around us. See it, sense it, imagine it, reverence it. Not run life through the self-serving screen of the preferences and privileges of our expectations and rules. This is the gift I was given during those 10 weeks. As I think of the what-ifs of my fatherhood and those things I should have done that I didn't, and think of the things I didn't do enough of, I begin now to realize that the seed I scattered was a process of mother and father working together, what was done right and what was not. And as I look back, I begin also to understand to be a good father, you should be able to do three things, which all begin with the letter L. They are to listen, to learn, and to love. Another thing I learned during those 10 weeks. First of all, a good father must be able to listen to his family, his wife, and his children, and thus acquire knowledge. He must be able to learn from what they tell him and gain wisdom from it. And he must be able to love them with a love that grows stronger every day. My wife and I have been blessed with four beautiful children who have been nurtured and have grown into mothers and fathers, and will probably celebrate today with that mandatory cookout and gathering. And we, their parents, will celebrate from a distance. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we learn to listen more, learn more, and love more, and accept who we are and have become, and pay better attention to the life that is breaking around us. Amen.